Well, even when the current version, the missile that we use now, was promulgated in 1973, it was thought that probably there would be a revision of that text pretty quickly afterwards. Most people thought that within 5 or 10 years there'd be a second version of the missile. We've waited 40 years for the revision, so I suppose it's rather timely.
How sweeping are the changes that have been made to the text? Has literally everything sort of changed? Can you give us some examples?
Well, it's the same mass, but it'll sound different. The people's parts are largely the same, but the changes will seem quite noticeable, certainly when we start to use them. Some of the more obvious changes are in the basic dialogues of the mass. The first one that we use when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," instead of saying, "and also with you," we shall say, "and with your spirit."
What were some of the challenges you faced in trying to make the translations as accurate as possible? Because, of course, English is not a language that's primarily derived from Latin.
One of the difficulties in producing an English translation of a Latin text is that if we want to retain as much of the content of the meaning of the original, then we set ourselves a very great challenge. And that has been one of the challenges that the new translation hopes to meet. So trying to express as much of the content of the original Latin, but in a form which is acceptable in English and is sufficiently dignified and beautiful for our worship.
And what feedback have you received?
Well, I should say that, of course, as a work of the church, it's already the work of many hands. It's been 10 years in the making, and during the various stages of the consultation in relation to the text, among all of the English-speaking bishops in the ICEL countries, that's 11 different bishops' conferences, it's true to say that thousands and thousands of people have been involved in that consultation, and the reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. Obviously, everybody finds change slightly unnerving and at times difficult, but I must say that once people are exposed to the text, whether it's in the form of a day conference or a workshop, or whether it's a more official consultation as part of the process, the reactions tend to be very positive too.
But presumably there have been some fears expressed on the part of some of the faithful, but particularly the elderly, of course, who find it difficult to cope with changes when they've, you know, they've spent all their lives speaking in a certain way, and now suddenly everything's changing. What, I mean,
not just the elderly. I think everybody. We've spent 40 years using this text every time we celebrate the Mass in English. We've come to love it. We've come to know it very well. It's been the liturgy which has in many ways shaped our understanding of the mystery that we celebrate. So there will be a certain apprehension as we move away from something that's familiar and accept the challenge of something which in many ways is quite new.
Now, what for you are the greatest gifts, the greatest richness of this new translation?
Well, I would say that the new translation expresses rather more fully the content of these beautiful and often very ancient texts which we use in the celebration of the Mass. There is a more obvious connection with the scriptures, which are the greatest single source of our liturgy and which inspire so much of our liturgical celebration. And also there is a richer use of the vocabulary of faith that we use in our liturgical prayers and by which we express what we truly believe.
I was speaking to Monsignor Andrew Wadsworth, Executive Director of the International Commission on English in the Liturgy.